7:50 on VOC Breakfast, the 91.3 FM. If you hear that track for the last however many years, it only means that we're talking about one thing and one thing only. It's, of course, the VOC Festival. I've got with me in studio this morning the festival convener, also a member of the Voice of the Caps Management Board and Board of Trust, Bouta Rashad Friday. He's got an announcement related to the festival this morning. Bouta Rashad, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, Ashraf, and Juma Mubarak to you and everybody else outside there.
But Rashad, as mentioned, you are coming this morning with an announcement regarding the festival. I understand you've got a statement that you'd like to read, so I'm going to give you the opportunity to do that before we discuss, inshallah. So you can go ahead.
Shukran, Ashraf. As you are well aware, and maybe the listeners are aware, that the festival is a project of the Board of Trust of the Muslim Broadcasting Corporation, purely as a as number one, a fundraising venture, you know, to collect funds to assist with the upkeep and the maintenance of the station. You know, after much discussion, I need to read this statement here from the Board of Trust. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, listeners of the Voice of the Cape. For decades, the VOC Festival has stood as a proud tradition, bringing communities together through culture, entertainment, trade, and social connection. Hosted at iconic venues such as Greenpoint Stadium, Cape Town Market, Vygieskraal Stadium, and in the last couple of years, the Athlone Stadium, the festival has become an integral part of the Western Cape's community cultural calendar. After much deliberation between the various structures of the VOC, it has been decided that VOC will not continue with the annual festival in its existing format. VOC extends its heartfelt gratitude to all those who made the festival a success over the many years, our sponsors, contributors, provincial and local government partners, exhibitors, vendors, volunteers, patrons, listeners, and especially our dedicated staff, past and present. Without their commitment and support, the festival's legacy would not have been possible. Many might wonder, though, what is next for VOC? Well, VOC is embarking on a more strategic and cost-effective approach to engage with our festival patrons and loyal listeners. One of our main priorities is to ensure that exhibitors, vendors, and particularly small businesses are given meaningful opportunities to participate in future initiatives that promote growth, empowerment, and sustainability. While the festival in its traditional and current form is being reconsidered, VOC remains committed to serving our community with innovative events and platforms to continue to inspire and uplift. Shukran, that is on behalf of the Board of Trust and as well as the VOC Festival convening team.
Shukran, so much for the statement. Certainly sad news, considering the many decades that the festival was such an iconic part of the Voice of the Cape and the story of the Voice of the Cape. I'm wondering then, what were some of the factors that led to this particular point?
Look, Ashraf, it's you know, since COVID, you know, one could notice that life is not the same again in many aspects. The festival being, or having been, that one sort of vehicle that generated, you know, that amount of funds to assist you with the upkeep of the station, you know, that started to fade. You know, festival started to become a major logistical challenge. Mm. And in recent years, in the last 2 years, I would say, you will remember that we did not have a festival in 2023. We did not have a festival. We regrouped. We put together a festival 2024. And that exercise proved to us that, you know, maybe we should look beyond the horizon. Maybe there are more options, or better, or I'm not going to say easier options, but less challenging and less costly options that we could pursue. And, you know, with this efficient events team, marketing team, sales team, and also our staff here, it was thought that, you know, maybe we should look at other options because, you know, having been the festival convener for a couple of years now, Ashraf, it became very, very trying, you know, especially financially. Yes, logistically, you were part of the team for 2 years now, I think. And you must confirm that it is not easy.
Yeah.
Not at the scale that we do it.
Mm.
So it becomes a major challenge. And when you sense that it is not going to be financially viable for you to do this, it would be idiotic to want to pursue any venture like that where you know you're going to, you know, be at a disadvantage, but you proceed anyway. You know, that does not make a lot of sense. And hence then, you know, after much discussion at Board of Trust level with the convening team, we consulted first before we went anywhere else. We consulted with our team and we looked at all our options. We looked at the history and, you know, at the end of the day, we had to confirm that pursuing a festival in its current state, you know, would definitely not be a viable thing. I must admit, and Ghulam is standing here, as a community event, as a social event, to bring the community together, to have this one event where we all meet each other, you know, and have this festive time. Yes, it does that.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you know, we cannot carry on having that privilege at the cost, at the high cost that it's been for the couple of years now, or for at least the previous two festivals. What I must add, though, Ashraf, and for the listeners, you will understand that the initial outlay, you know, any event that you plan, first, you need to look at the financial viability of any venture that you're going to plan. Yes, it could have other attractions, it could have a social interest, it could have a community interest, but at the end of the day, the ultimate objective of this festival was going to be to generate funds, you know, for the VOC. Unfortunately, then having considered all those factors, you know, the decision needs to be made on: do we proceed? Do we not proceed? Proceeding, knowing that you're not going to make it, like I said previously, it's idiotic. But then there are other options.
Yeah.
You know, you young guys, you must think out the box now. I'm over 50 years old now, and I cannot do this anymore. So yes, on a more serious note, yes, we did not do too well at the festival. I want to admit that we did not do too well despite our best efforts. You know,
the support of our listeners,
with the support of our listeners, that we can never discard that. You know, we will always be, and I'm sure our listeners and our supporters will understand what we're saying here now. But unfortunately, for the sake of a calculated future, you know, this decision was inevitable.
Yeah.
It was always going to be, and there were murmurs in the past that, guys, you know, we must not be naive and not want to consider the current economic situation. It is not easy to find token sponsors. And if I say token sponsor, I'm not talking about the man that wants to give us 1,000 Rand or 2,000 Rand and thinks he is a sponsor. You know, sponsorships, we're talking substantial sponsorships, like we had that in the past.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, times have changed. Sponsors also have their challenges, and yes, that is where we are now. So, you know, just in closing, I just want to personally, you know, extend my sincere gratitude and appreciation to everybody we have mentioned in here, in the statement here, everybody who played a part in previous festivals, but not to, it's not, we're not disappearing completely. there will be other exciting ventures coming up in the future, starting with a pop-up market where our vendors will have opportunities, you know, to display and exhibit their wares, with one in September, Gulam, is it?
Yeah.
First one. So from there on, you know, I would suggest then that we listen to the radio or keep listening, you know, for any future events. I want to thank everybody that's been pivotal and instrumental in making the previous festivals successful up to this point here. And like you said earlier, it's a very sad day in the life of VOC without a festival. But inshallah, you know, Allah knows best. Yeah, we don't know what the future holds.
I want to also just take the opportunity, Brother Rashad, before we wrap up, and I know we're out of time already, but just to say shukran to you as your in your position as the convener of the festival, and to the other members of the Board of Trust, and you know, that have sacrificed their time and the effort to put this festival together for many, many years, alhamdulillah, and I think the community certainly benefited from it. And I think, yeah, like Brother Rashad said, who's to say that we don't see something that looks a little bit different. Maybe we see Brother Rashad come in with a bit of a makeover, looking different, sounding different, and of course with something different.
Yeah.
But our listeners have to stay tuned, of course. For now, the shukran so much to you. Brother Rashad is, of course, the convener of the VOC Festival, member of the Board of Management and the Board of Trust.